We've all experienced that horrifying moment when somebody asks you the dreaded question, "So, what do you do?" Panic sets in, thoughts start flying like mad around your brain, and before you know it, this jumble of words is pouring out of your mouth. But here is how to perfect the elevator pitch for your creative business.
Hello and welcome to Brand Your Passion, the show that helps you turn the thing you love the most into something that people know and love you for. I'm your host, Holly Arnett, the brand coach for creatives, and I'm on a mission to make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. If you're ready to get more eyes on your work, more dollars in your pocket, and more creativity in your life, you're in the right place. Welcome. Let's brand your passion.
The formula for an elevator pitch is super simple. Whether you are in a literal elevator, talking to somebody at an event, or introducing yourself in an email, for example, you just need three simple things: your name, your job title, and what you do. Basically, it is structured like this. Hi, I'm X, I am an X, and I do X. So for example, I'm Holly Arnett. I am a brand strategist and coach for creatives, and I help artists and makers build their brands so that they can share their work, grow their audience, make more sales, and craft the creative life of their dreams. Yours could be, for an example, Hi, I'm Jessica. I am a hand-blown glass artist, and I make bespoke glassware that's inspired by nature and brings a lot of joy and color to people's homes. It's as simple as that. Three things: your name, your job title, and what it is that you do. So, to kick things off, your name hopefully is pretty easy. You know that one. You have been saying that one for most of your life, so hopefully you have that one on lock. Your job title can be a little bit trickier. This is where things like imposter syndrome can start to kick in a little bit. You start to question things like, am I an artist? Can I call myself a creative? Can I claim that title for myself? But your words have power to give you courage, power to get your dreams out there, power to put your plans into action, power to tell others what you do, and the power to own who you are and where you want to go. Whether you are dreaming of being an artist, getting started as an artist, being an artist in your spare time, building a business as an artist, or making a living as an artist, you are an artist. No matter what your creativity looks like or what stage you are at, you can claim who you are and shout that from the rooftops. People tell me all the time that they don't feel like they could call themselves an artist because they are just starting, they're not very good, or they only do it in their spare time. But that is so not true. But I do get it. Like, it took me ages to call myself a branding designer, and then it took me another age again to call myself a strategist when I pivoted to doing what I do now. And even still now, when people ask me what I do, I sometimes default to saying like, oh, I do branding, because I feel like it's easier for them to understand, or they'll think I'm silly if I just say that what I do or whatever. It's so easy to doubt yourself or to feel like people won't take you seriously or whatever it is. So I get it. But when you really claim who you are and just claim your title, it feels really liberating and really powerful. So whoever you are, whether you're an artist or an illustrator or a writer, a designer, a maker, a streamer, a creator, a poet, whatever, claim your title, start owning who you are, and open up yourself to the magic that comes with believing you are worthy of being whatever creative you want to be and claiming that title. So whatever you want to be, whatever you are dreaming of being, start calling yourself that now. And lastly, the last part is what you do. This is the hardest bit, but if you have listened to any of my other episodes or read any of my other articles, you might have heard me talking about your mission before, and this is essentially just that. So I will link to some other resources that talk through exactly how to do this process of writing your mission statement and uncovering your mission. But it's basically kind of a sentence that encapsulates things like what you do, what's unique about it, and what impact does it have on either you or your audience or your community or even the world. So you want to write a sentence that encompasses that, and when you've kind of done that and put those puzzle pieces together, you'll have a sentence that explains what you do. When you have these three things, your name, your job title, and what you do, you are ready for your elevator pitch. Now it is time to practice. First things first, you can do this in written form. It's a lot easier to kind of change things and start claiming things in written form than it is to start saying it out loud. First things first is you can start changing some things on social media. You can change your social media bios to claim your job title, maybe write part of your what you do in your social media bios. That's step one. You can also start pitching yourself in emails or using your pitch as your bio when people ask for your bio. You can do this in written form to start using your pitch this way. Then you can also start practicing out loud, but to yourself. You might feel a little bit silly, but just start saying this out loud like I did just before. Practice someone asking you like, oh, hey, what do you do? Say like, oh, yeah, I'm a brand strategist and coach for creatives. And then imagine that they ask you like, oh, tell me more. Like, what is it about? You say, oh, so I help artists and makers to build their brand. So basically I help them share their work and grow their audience and make more sales so that basically they can craft the creative life of their dreams. And that's what I do. So practice having a conversation at home on your own. Then next time somebody actually asks you what you do, it's time to try this out. So it's okay if you bail. This happens to me all the time. And when I started changing how I wanted to pitch myself, I bailed so many times. I was like, okay, I'm at this event. I know people are going to ask me what I do. This is where I'm going to start saying I'm a brand strategist and coach. And then someone would ask me and I would default to designer. Then I'd be like, damn it, Holly, why did you do that? But at least I tried. I had the intention. And then next time I tried again. So it's okay if you bail. You can try again next time, but go into the situation with the intention and just try again each and every time, and it will get easier and easier. And the first time that you do pitch yourself how you want to, or you start to do that, it will feel amazing. Even if it's not perfect, you'll feel really, really proud of yourself. It'll be really exciting. So start pitching yourself the way that you want to and learn from it each time. So learn from how you felt about it. Like, what did you think felt good? What went well? What did you think like sounded nice and normal and easy to you? What felt kind of forced? Is there a way you could say it better that feels more normal to you or more easy or flows better? Listen and learn to like from how people react to it. Do they understand what you're saying? What kind of questions do they ask you? What are they interested in? What do they want to know more about? Listen and learn and adapt and grow. You can tweak your pitch and make it better, make it easier, make it flow better. You can learn and grow from there. And that is pretty much it. Not a long one for this episode today. I just wanted to give you a quick and easy tip and trick this week for perfecting the elevator pitch for your creative business, because I know it's like one of those things that is something that we're just expected to know how to do. But when we're either asked to write something or pitch ourselves to someone in an email, write our bio, or someone asks us what we do, it's really hard. So hopefully this has been really helpful. Now you know how to perfect the elevator pitch for your creative business. What are the three main things that need to go into it? And now you will be able to confidently explain who you are, what you do, and what your business is all about, whether you're in person or online. So make sure to tag me on Instagram or Threads if you do work on yours. I would love to hear it. I would love to hear how you get on. And yeah, I will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Brand Your Passion and choosing to spend time with me learning all about branding, business, and all things creativity. You can find more episodes just like this one at makeitandmoxie.com/podcast.
If you like this one, you can tap that subscribe or follow button so that you're notified about each and every new episode. And if you've got a spare second, please leave a review on iTunes or wherever it is that you're listening to this podcast, because I would absolutely 100% love to hear from you. If there were some helpful goodies in this episode for you, it would mean the world to me as well if you could screenshot that podcast player right now, hop on over to Instagram or Twitter, and tag us at Maker and Moxie. By subscribing, reviewing, and sharing, you're helping reach more creators just like you, so that together we can make the world a more creative place, one brand at a time. We can't achieve this mission without you, so your support means the absolute world. I will talk to you in the next episode, but until then, keep creating.